Hi, on the phone, please go outside. BJ Johnson will give our invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the little town that we call home. We ask that you be with those people here tonight, that they can think of only the town and what is good for the town, and keep anything personal to the side. We ask that you be with all those here tonight, and let them hear the words they want to hear, let them speak the words they want to say, but most of all, let us be for the greater good. We do this in your Son's name. Amen.
Mr. Ivory, would you lead us in a pledge?
Everyone's pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certification requirements of the Sunshine Law, have we met those?
We met.
Roll call.
Mayor Hooper?
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree?
Here.
Commissioner Parker?
Here.
Vice Mayor Nunley?
Here.
Commissioner Atherton?
This is really not business, but we've had numerous questions about Mr. Atherton's attendance, and people need to understand that we have no control over anybody's attendance, and our city charter does not make, what would you call it, make any
Allowances?
Allowances, thank you, for replacing anybody. Mr. Atherton is on night shift and is not able to be here when we have evening meetings. That being said, for the past several months, we have taken applications for city manager. We have independently rated those applications. We have asked MTAS, which is the Municipal Technical Assistance Service, to compile those scores for us. We have looked at the top three scores, and now we are ready to entertain a motion for hiring a city manager. Do I hear a motion from anyone on this commission about someone to hire?
Okay, I make a motion that we hire Mr. Todd Mistro for the city manager position. And I do have a statement that I would like to read. We are recommending Mr. Todd Mistro for the city manager position. First of all, he has a background in law enforcement, and he has worked in a rehabilitative capacity in his prior job with veterans who need help after returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. He is familiar with the workings of the various departments, police and fire, and also with working with various government entities. When he visited our city, he went to the business owners and introduced himself, and he spoke with them and other citizens of Whitwell. He stated he was a hands-on manager, and he was willing to work with department heads and the city recorder. He seemed to be very approachable and willing to speak with citizens, stating he has an open door policy. He has experience with budgets and with writing grants, which aligns nicely with the upcoming projects that we would like to see put into place in the city. For example, the new library and the senior citizens housing in the center. He's a member of the American Society of Public Administration, and he has had experience with matters of public policy. We think he would work well with the other city managers in the county and also with the county mayor of Marion County. We need someone to represent Whitwell who would attend the county commission meetings, the tourism committee, and become a part of that. We feel that he would be an asset to our city in that he would be able to help us as the city commission advance our vision for the future of the city of Whitwell and its citizens. So with that being said, I make a motion that we recommend him for the city manager position.
Motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
I second.
We have a motion to offer the job to Todd Mistro, and we have a second. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
No. Okay. So we will offer the job to Mr. Mistro. Now, we have had applications, or not applications, they're called RFQs from three attorneys. And I would like to see us, each commissioner here, speak to one of those attorneys so they can, we can be sure they know what our top amount of money we have to spend and to see how you feel about them. So, Mr. Nunley, would you speak with Mr. Gallagher? And Terry, would you speak with the Bibles?
Yes.
And Sandra, will you speak with?
Terry Smith.
Smith, yeah. All right. Now, the next thing, I would like to file some applications for grants, and I just wouldn't do them till you all looked at them. But I want you, I want to know that it's okay with me, with you, if I get these applications ready. When I went, I know Blue Cross is on my list. I already have something ready for them. When we went, Edward and me, to Denny Cove to see the dedication of that climbing wall Saturday, the Lyndhurst Foundation does give money into Marion County. So I'd like to talk to them, TDA, and of course we know, because Maryland just got money from them, that there's SVEC, and I think the fire department got some money from SVEC. So if you have no objection, not submit the grants, just have them. All right. Any other business to come before us? All right. Do I hear a motion?
Need a motion for that?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we probably do.
I'll make a motion.
All right, that we, that I get the grants together.
I'll second.
Second. We have a motion and a second that we, that I proceed with trying to get these grants together. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Do I hear a motion that we adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned.